Blog Talk Radio.
Experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father, and His precious, beautiful Son, and our Savior, Prince of Peace, wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of death, hell, and life, and the grave, and to a beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Praise the Lord to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, biblically speaking, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and ever played. I have proof. If you've been listening to this broadcast, you know you've been blessed by these anointed gospel artists and musicians. We've been playing music that's not traditionally out there on the customary radio stations because it's all so much business and not about ministry. So God has moved in spirits like myself and other gospel internet radio hosts to provide this platform for all of you hard-working gospel artists, musicians, and managers. Fire is the gospel experience that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl. Because listen, let me tell you something. It's all about being a victorious believer in Jesus Christ. There is no compromise. There is no quit. There is no changing your mind and turning around. We are victorious in Jesus Christ. And God is not a respecter of person. He is here to fellowship with those that have a sincere heart to worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we will be embracing for your spiritual uplift from the book of 1 John 4:4, where we read the Apostle John is reminding us of who we are in God. First of all, that we belong to God. Amen. We need to understand that right there, because that's a beautiful start. And that we should give, that right there should give us the needed strength and confidence that we need right there. But even more so, when we hear that regardless of anything, that we are purposed and destined to do great and greater things to the glory of God. Amen. So we will be discussing the thought, greater than, from 1 John 4:4. My special guest is here, CEO and founder of Power Influence Radio right there in Texas. And talking about woman of God, Tiffany Nicole is here, and she's going to share her story, give her testimony. She's going to share the principles that she used to be able to allow God to put her in positions to create this wonderful Power Influence Radio. Amen. So listen, we're going to have Word of Inspirations later on in the broadcast from author, hairstylist, and fitness guru, Pine Bluff, Arkansas' very own woman of God, Felicia Boatman Cooper, is going to share words of inspiration and bless you. We have Power Pack Show, as always. These women of God out here, they ain't playing no games. They here to act, magnify, and glorify God, and to encourage each and every one of you listeners as I make it my plan and my purpose every opportunity on this fire gospel experience. So go ahead and call your family member, call your friends, call a coworker, call a neighbor that you know may be a little down and out that can use some wonderful inspiration and uplift, because that's what it's all about on this fire gospel experience. Holy Spirit God, we turn the further services over to you. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Put out the best, great. Don't get it twisted, I thought I would miss it. I'm never good taking the test, hey. but nevertheless, God is so good, he put me on, he's on the throne. I got a message to all of the world, leave that complaining alone. You got your health, you got a roof, you got your mind, that is the proof. God is divine, look what he do, created the stars, the sun and the moon. He gave me space, he gave me room, grew like a flower, allow me to bloom. I'm on a mission for Christ to walk in his light, praising him, that's what I do. Woo. Take a look, God is good. Take a look, God is great, God is good. Take a look, God is good. If you believe it, then praise him like you should.
Yes, Lord, indeed. That's what I'm talking about. Starting this bad boy off with some show enough fire. Woman of God, China, Nia lyrics. Letting you know that God is good. We coming on this bad boy swinging out the gate. You hear me? Giving God his just due praise. We're not holding nothing back. We're not going to act like we don't love Jesus. We're not going to act like he hasn't made all the difference in our world. Amen. So we give you praise, God. You are good. And you are better than that. Amen. Goes right there. My special guest is here, awesome woman of God, coming to us from the city of Houston, Texas, originally from Shreveport, Louisiana, owner and CEO at Tower Influence Radio and media personality at Virtuous Hour. I told y'all she is a Proverbs 31 multifaceted woman. Lady Tiffany Nicole is a modern day Proverbs 31 woman, called to uplift, support, and encourage. And that's what we love about her, and that's why she's here. So without any further ado, introducing to some and presenting to everyone else, Lady Tiffany Nicole is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience.
Hey, this is your girl, your homie, your sister from around the way, Lady Tiffany Nicole. And the Modern Proverbs Woman is here to stay. I'm so blessed and excited to be on this platform with Brother Ron here, man. Thank you for opening this door and sharing your platform with me. It's not often I'm blessed to be on another platform. I'm always in your seat. So it feels kind of good to be on the other side of the microphone this afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I absolutely love interviewing hosts because, see, first of all, y'all know what it takes to put this thing together. And you all are professional. You all come ready. You all come ripe. You're going to make my job real easy because, hey, I'm glad to give you this opportunity to switch seats so that you can share with us a little bit about who you are, maybe that you haven't had the opportunity to share on your broadcast, Power Influence Radio and Virtuous Hour, that you can kind of let your head down a little bit, Sister Tiffany, and let us know a little bit about some things about you, about why you love God, why you love Jesus and represent him so much so well. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are. You can start wherever you feel like and where you're comfortable, and we'll just go from there.
Thank you. Well, I'm Lady Tiffany Nicole, and man, I'm just a girl that loves Jesus and everything about him, everything from him is for me. And I'm just thankful to God for life today. I just love God. I love music. I love putting a smile on people's face. And I never would have imagined being on radio, but it was a chance encounter about 4 or 5 years ago with a young lady that just shared that my personality was lovely and I should do radio. And I gave it a shot, and it has started one way and made it somewhere I never would have imagined and continuing to grow. So I'm just thankful to be the vessel to use. Music does a lot. There's a way, you know, like the music you played. I love that blessed bounce is what I call it. From the last song that you just played, it was nice. It gives you a ride music, and, you know, it it brings about an emotion that excites and gets people up and going. And that's what the Word of God should do. And so I love the different variations of music, of inspiration, that gets people up and grooving and vibrant to remind you. And just the upbeat keeps you upbeat. And so that's what I love about music. It's a different way of ministry, of using the tool the way God intended, for it to uplift and inspire and to to bring hope, healing, you know, liveliness, because he has come that we might have life and life more abundantly. And that's what his music should represent. And so that's why I'm thankful to God for the opportunity to marry, you know, my two hearts, music and ministry. And so that's who I am. Hello, Brother Ron.
Well, praise the Lord. That's awesome and that's wonderful. I had to get back to you because the devil was back here trying to pull plugs out of here and everything. But I'm back with you, woman of God. Why don't you just go ahead and share with us your humble beginnings in faith. When you first made a decision that, hey, life is good or maybe life is challenging, whatever the circumstances may have been at that particular time. But whatever the case may have been, you made a decision. You said, you know what, I need to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Can you take us back to that time?
Oh, man. I mean, I was a young girl, but I mainly joined when I was a young girl. I think I may have been about 9 or 10.
Okay.
As a young believer, going to church with my aunt and every Sunday. And so my firm foundation is, you know, being a young girl in the choir, as well as always, you know, going to church. Anytime it was open, I'm a Sunday school baby. And, you know, a lot of they got away with it, did away with Sunday school. But I'm a Sunday school baby, you know, and I loved Sunday school. And there was something about Sunday school that allowed, you know, your Sunday school teacher to connect with you and reach out to you, you know, and get to you and make it relevant. And so my humble beginnings was Sunday school, as a Sunday school baby, enjoying that and, you know, saying yes and building up on that. But then as I got older and became a Sunday school teacher, that was my first thing. I became a Sunday school teacher, then a choir director, and just rededicated my life in regards to as an adult and having a relationship with him, you know, going through, you know, life's ups and downs. It's a different relationship. You know, than when you're younger. I like to say, you know, when we're younger, you know, they teach us, yes, Jesus loves me because the Bible tells me so. You know, you just sing it and it's all cute for Easter service, Sundays or what have you. But when you get older and you've gone through some things and you've experienced that love and you sing it as an adult, you have a total different emotion. It does something different to you. And you can say, yes, not because the Bible tells me so, but because you've lived it so.
That's right. Amen. Amen. That's so true,
and
too.
It comes from a different place.
Okay. We read the scriptures, and we hear about these people in the Bible, and sometimes we may put them on a pedestal that's above where human beings actually are, because, look, those people in the Bible were flesh and blood people just like you and I were. And one of the things that I've learned to do, Lady Tiffany, is I try to see some of me in them and try to see if I can see some of them in me. They are beautiful references because, you know, our goal is to be like Jesus. But sometimes we need to be like Paul, and sometimes we need to be like Timothy and Sarah and all those other people in the Bible. So as you continued in your faith walk, what are some of the challenges that you had to deal with personally in your life, being a young woman in Christ? Because, you know, there's always going to be that ridicule. There's always going to be those people that the devil sent against us to try to discourage us. What was it like for you growing up as a Sunday school baby, saved and sanctified at an early age, dealing in a world of unbelief? What was it like?
Wasn't bad, honestly, because you don't, you know, when you're a child, you're thinking that you could come out and, you know, fresh, you know, out of high school when you're teens, and you think you got it all figured out. So when you're out there fresh out of high school, not many people just carry that on all the way through their lives. There's some that may proclaim that they did, but that's not always the truth. There's always, and most of us have a story of being raised one way and knowing which was which laid the foundation, but also planted their seed in our heart to come back once we fell away. So it's, you know, anyone to be, you know, to me, anyone to say that when they were in the world of quote-unquote unbelief, so to speak, that they didn't enjoy themselves. They're not telling the truth. But what is the greatest thing is to be on this side and enjoy yourself.
Amen.
It is
Amen.
A different, it's a different experience. It's a different feeling. It's the type of music you're playing and relating to. It's a whole different type of vibe.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I'm just thankful to know the difference in the two. And to know that even on this side I didn't have to change so much. That I was enough.
Okay.
That in this season I'm being unapologetically me. And that's just what Lady Tiffany Nicole is. I may be some things that get right, maybe some things that get wrong. But I'm on the potter's wheel, so my yes meant that I will continue on through ups and downs, and that's what my faith walk is. It's
Amen.
Having a commitment bigger than myself. It's a commitment to him. And so it causes
Amen.
You to stretch forth. It causes you to draw in closer to him to get it right for him. Anyone that does things on a major platform, regardless of the listeners, doing what you do, you know, on this platform is not easy. You have a gift that God has given to reach the masses for him in a very unorthodox way. And you never know the impact you're having on those who are listening when they listen.
Yes.
And so for me, what blesses me and what keeps me going on my faith walk is those moments that we all have when we don't feel adequate or we're not sure if this is making a difference or am I just doing this to be doing this? You get a notification from someone watching an old show from 2019 or something.
Yeah.
To remind you.
Amen.
Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's listening.
Amen.
This is impacting somebody. Whether it be two or three. It's an impact. And it's a change being made. And you are making an effect. And so that's, you know, what most people, a true faith walk, is when you give up, because most people do give. They may not manifest the giving up piece of it, but everyone has had that moment at home. Ah, I want to do this. I wish I could just be regular. This is a lot.
Yeah,
and
that's so true.
God sends that that Facebook notification, that text message, that something. A song.
Mm-hmm.
A word.
There you go.
It.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
Amen.
Like, okay. You're like, okay. That's where those clouds of witnesses come from. There are a cloud of witnesses, the word of the Lord says.
Mm-hmm.
Cheering us on. So every time we get that moment, and you will, you wouldn't be human if you didn't.
Yeah, that's very true. And I appreciate your transparency, too.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm telling you, because that's the thing that draws people to us as we testify about the truth about our Christian faith. We don't put on no airs. We don't necessarily feel the need to, you know, say, throw out a whole bunch of scriptures at people. Holy Spirit, God will give us the appropriate scriptures, whether we quote the book, the chapter and verse, where it comes from or not. It'll just come from a natural flow in a conversation. I remember when I was younger, Lady Tiffany, I used to want to share Christ, and I used to wonder, well, like, dang, how am I going to be able to introduce Jesus into this conversation? It seemed like it was kind of awkward, and then, like you said, I'm feeling like I need to be about the business of being a witness for Christ, and how do I work this thing out? Only to come and see that God prepares the time, the place, the opportunity for us. All we have to do is just yield and just allow God to speak through us. And that still works for me today. I don't press myself. I don't try to impose myself on others. I wait until I feel that impulse and that inner conviction to speak and to let people know about God, about Jesus, about how my spiritual life is being lived out. And then we need to be mindful, too, because once you put it out there, you're going to be watched like a hawk.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, it's very important that we're mindful of our walk and our talk. That might be the hardest thing, because we still have in the back of our mind when we were raised in the church some of those things that make us feel that we're inadequate.
Mm-hmm.
But God accepts us for who we are. And so once you learn, you know, the word of the Lord says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen. There
so
you
once
go.
You learn, he accepts you just as you are.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you just as you are. He trusts you with this vision just as you are.
Amen. Amen.
He sees the end result. He sees the end result. And he didn't choose you for where you are right now. He chose you for the end result.
There you go.
So you can't stop.
Amen. I can recall a saying. They said that God loves us as we are, but he loves us too much to leave us as we are. So we're a continuous work in progress. The Bible declares that we are a workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So I always try to put this out there, Lady Tiffany, that the people out there that's listening to this broadcast, okay, you say sanctified, wonderful, on our way to heaven. Okay, but what, like Janet Jackson said, what have you done lately? Amen. We need to be about the business of finding what our ministry is and be about the business of employing ourselves to the maximum. And you know what that means, because everybody has their own understanding of what it means to give it our all. Just like we give it all to our job, to our significant others, to our hobbies and to our crafts, whatever that is, we need to be giving that very same effort and then some to God Almighty, because he certainly is worthy. Now, I know that you are the CEO and founder of Power Influence Radio, and you shared a little bit about someone spoke to you about you being in radio. But you know what? It takes certain things, certain principles, certain moralities to maintain it. Like you hear people say, it's one thing to get it, but it's another thing to keep it. How have you learned, and what have you learned in order to keep and sustain and build Power Influence Radio to what it is now? Is there just some simple steps or principles that you could share with us that can help us in our ministry that showed you how to get to this level of success?
Absolutely, absolutely. But first of all, your why has to be important. You can't, you know, to do something just for money, if the money is low or non-existent, you'll quit.
Yeah.
Your why for doing anything should be something that no matter what comes, what may, what you won't bend, you won't break. You'll bend, but you won't break.
There you go. Love it.
You'll bend, but you won't break because of your why.
Mm-hmm.
Power Influence Radio is using the power of radio to make a kingdom impact around the globe.
That's right.
It's about the kingdom.
Sure is.
The kingdom of God is so much bigger than Tiffany.
Mm, come on.
This is something that could last if Tiffany doesn't.
Yeah.
If put, you know, placing the right hands and moving forward.
Mm.
It has to be something bigger than yourself. Your why has to be your driving force. Your why has to be something that make you get up when you don't want to. Something to make you press through. But it will also be something to keep you alive. You know, I started the Virtuous Hour radio show at a time in my life when things were very shaky.
Okay.
And showing up every Saturday morning to do that show saved my life.
Okay.
Because if I was not in purpose, if I was not allowed to do that, I'm... there's no telling what would have happened. You know, purpose.
Wow.
You have your why, but knowing your purpose keeps you alive.
Okay.
There's so many people going from job to job. school to school, changing degrees, getting a lot of, you know, degrees, the bachelor's, doctor's, master's, all of that is good. I think it's great to challenge yourself and press yourself forward. But if you knew your purpose, you would be strategic in getting those things. And wouldn't just be something that has to be once you've made it, it's nothing else to get. You've made a lifestyle of going to school when we should have learned the lesson and should be teaching others.
Amen. That's powerful there. That is so simplistic and yet so powerful. It's so true. I like that. Knowing the why. Amen. That's a good start. Why are you doing it?
Why? And once you know your why, it leads you to your purpose. Once you understand your why and why you have that fire.
Yeah.
I can't help but to uplift, support, and encourage. It's who I am. I've done this so long, I don't know how to do anything different. Right. And so to be able to do it, though it's an added, you know, commodity to life, we don't just wake up and go to bed. Nothing against those with you know, that do that and go to work and raise kids. But when you have an added purpose, like an entrepreneurship or a ministry, it takes a little bit more. We don't get as much sleep as everybody else does.
Okay. There you go.
Nobody
That's so
wants
true.
To sign, nobody signs up to lose sleep.
So dumb.
Nobody signs up to be concerned about the platform and doing something so long to make sure that the finances will be able to cover what needs to be done. People look at ministry and think it isn't cheap. We give a lot more. It costs a lot more than money with what we do.
Yeah. And not only that, Lady Tiffany, but everybody wants to be appreciated in one form or another. But there are, it seems like, help me if I'm wrong, it seems like so many times we don't always get to just do recognition for what we do. And that why that you spoke about has got to be there, because when they don't call our name, when they don't pat us on the back, when they don't send us 1,000 likes or what have you, we have to be able to still have clear focus about why we're doing what we're doing, and then have an internal sense of joy and appreciation within ourselves that comes through our relationship with God Almighty. Amen. Amen.
That leads me to my next point. You have your why, but then what are your motives?
Yeah. Amen. Come on.
Are you doing it from recognition from whom? And we have to, that's the first humbling experience. That's the most humbling thing about this.
Okay.
If his light, it's all about his light. His light shining. And making sure we're obedient to what he asks us to do, regardless of the money, regardless of the pats on the back, regardless if they, quote unquote, whoever they is for you, see you. Because they really see you, but they may not acknowledge that they see you. And you know they see you when the side conversations, how that little thing, and then they ask you, are you making money? How's that going? They ask you the question as to why they would do it. Your response is, this is going great. This is God intended.
Amen. I can recall one of my church members asked me to be a part of an event that they had going on, and it happened to coincide with my Sunday broadcast. And then they caught themselves, and they said, oh, that's right. You got your little radio thing you're doing. So they did it to Jesus, Lady Tiffany, the people that he grew up with. They was like, isn't this the carpenter's son? This God Almighty walking around in human flesh, but yet still the people that knew him from childhood, I should say, that should have known him the best, appreciated him the least.
And the consequent and the result of that is the Bible says that few miracles did he there, talking about in his own hometown. And it said because of their unbelief. Amen. Hold your thought right there, Lady Tiffany. We're going to pick up for right there because we're talking real Christianity in this world that we're living in. We don't want to put nobody into a false impression that it's all about quoting verses and singing and dancing, getting your praise on. Mm-hmm. Man, this is spiritual warfare. You're going to have to deal with yourself, your own impulses, your old ways of doing things that God was not a part of and not pleased with. And then you're going to have to deal with people that are going to look at you sideways. And then sometimes they will try to upset you and disturb you because they want to see if you really are saved. So there's traps and snares that King David talked about in the Psalms. Yeah, you better believe there's traps and snares out there. But listen, let me tell you something. Great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Here's man of God, Cornelius Harrison, the third, CH3, talking about, oh, my Jesus, because guess what? The millennials are up in here, up in here.
Throughout my life, I've learned that storms are inevitable, meaning that they are unavoidable and certain to happen. One thing I know is that I can't control the storms in my life, but I won't let them control me. He's the author and finisher of my faith. He keeps me calm through the storm. And instead of keeping my eyes fixed on life's storms, I'd rather keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. Take my pain away, no need to pray. Many nights I ask to hear me when I'm down these days. Please help me, Lord, my amazing Lord. I need your strength to dry my tears away these days. I know I've sinned when it comes to an end. My every move I make, I take for you, my Lord. Woke up one morning, things ain't seem right. I know I walk by faith and should not walk by sight. Please hold my hand with your mighty hand. Please lead my way so I can see eternal life. Please shelter me through the thunderstorm. And when it's over, I know the sun will shine so bright. I know you love me. I'ma keep my faith, Jesus, through hard times. I'ma break my law, Jesus, don't know what to do. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, my Jesus.
I'ma keep my faith. Oh, yes, I will.
Yeah.
Give my love to Holy God. Oh, yes, I know you will. Gonna be alright, every day and night. You teach me right from wrong instead of go left, go right. You're my precious King. Please spread your wings. Thank you, God, for blessing me with this wonderful thing. I'm on the right path to do your will. Can't turn my back cause I know the journey just begun. Gotta spread the gospel on the way I prosper. No one can stop God playing what he has for me. No way I'm boasting, I know I'm chosen to spread God's word around so you can see his love. If he done it for me, he can do it for you. You gotta be real with self and in your heart be true.
Proverbs 3:5-6 say, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Jesus, I know you love me.
Jesus,
I'ma keep my faith.
Jesus,
through hard times.
Jesus,
I'ma break my law.
Jesus,
don't know what to do.
Jesus,
oh, 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 thank you, Lord.
Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about fire.
Hey, getting our gospel groove on right here on this fire gospel experience with woman of God, Delphia, here with me, talking about the Lord God Almighty. He is here with you. All you got to do is just trust and believe that's true. And then, of course, we heard from man of God, Cornelius Harrison III, CH3, oh my Jesus. You're tuned in to this evangelistic outreach, motivational gospel ministry, because that's what it is. We declare God Almighty. We don't apologize. And then we invite you, if you have not made a decision to let God come into your life. We give you that opportunity and invitation now, because you don't need to go through a whole lot of fanfare. You don't have to go through a whole bunch of changes. All you have to do, like the scripture says, Romans 10:9, it says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. And then I promise you, from there, God will lead you to the place of the people that you need that will give you a fuller understanding of what this life is really all about. I'm here with my special guest, woman of God, CEO and founder of Power Influence Radio, as well as the host of the Virtuous Hour. Woman of God, can you just take us to the front row seats of what it's like to be in the audience when you're broadcasting Virtuous Hour? Tell us about some of the topics and the conversations that you have, because we can all use a little bit more virtue.
Absolutely, absolutely. Man, the Virtuous Hour is every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find it on powerinfluenceradio.com. You can also download the app. If you have an Android phone, you can download the app for Power Influence Radio on your Google Play Store as well. So you can listen on the go. But the Virtuous Hour is every Saturday morning, and we talk about things that are dealing with us, the believer. It is to uplift and encourage you on your journey. Everyone is on a journey, and everyone is on a different ride of the roller coaster of their journey. And so the Virtuous Hour is a radio show program or a platform that is so versatile to hit wherever you are on your journey. There are many different people that listen at the same time, and it hits each and every last one of them, depending upon where they are on their journey. It speaks to all of us. It's catered to you, our listener, but the Holy Spirit is involved. So sometimes I may have a plan for one topic, but you know, God will turn it into something else with the speakers that I may have on the show. But we talk about relevant, current events. For example, I had my brother on the show, and we discussed, you know, from a child standpoint of view, that are now adults, the situation with Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, yeah.
And the issue with him and his son. But we discussed it and communicated about it from a real place. But we were once children, but then we everyone has, you know, experience that opportunity where they've tried to challenge a parent to where we are now parents and can understand where Coach Frank was coming from. So we were able to be honest about it, since we're not that old, but we're not that young either, to give both sides of the coin and have a real conversation about parenthood and where we are and how sometimes the envelope is pressed, and it doesn't mean that you don't love God. There's even more reason to understand his grace and mercy, because we're not human beings. I mean, we're human beings, but we're not super human. We're not Jesus. Jesus is the only person that walked this earth without sin.
That's right.
He came so that when we do slip and fall, his blood could cover us, and not to take advantage of it, but to understand that we're human beings. And what you're doing, what I'm doing, what, you know, a lot of these artists are doing with their gift to express and advance the kingdom of God with their gift, is that we are human beings. So don't look at us to be your savior. We have a risen savior too.
Amen. Amen. I've heard
and
it
so
said
as we look
that,
to him, you look to him.
I've heard it said that we are not human beings on a spiritual journey. We're spiritual beings on a human experience.
That's
amen.
It.
So
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So we make mistakes, but we are so grateful to God, because the Bible declares that we have a savior that in all points was tempted just like we were. That's what makes him such a great intercessor. Now, I did recall seeing and then hearing some of that broadcast that you had with your brother, and I love discussing relationships, man. Is there anything in your spirit that you like to share about relationships? We were talking before we went live on the air, and I said, if there's something out there that maybe you like to share with men in general, saved, unsaved, whatever, about some things about women that you would like for us to know? Or is there something that you would like to share to the sisters? I'm just going to leave it open for you so that you can go ahead and give us something good that we can carry away from this broadcast with us.
Thank you. I want to share to both my brothers and sisters when it comes to relationships, whether it be, you know, intimate relationships, business relationships, even family relationships. This is one word that most people don't do, and it tends to make you fragile. And it goes for both men and women.
Okay.
We want to share with you to guard your heart.
Okay.
Guard your heart.
Yeah.
The Bible says, out of the issues of the heart and in the abundance of the mouth speaks. So how do you guard your heart? You guard your heart by watching your mouth and your emotions, not speaking when you're irritated or been challenged or what have you. You guard your heart that way. But if out of the issues of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, you also guard your heart by listening. What you need to know has already been said and is being said.
Okay.
But you're not listening.
Mm.
And so in relationships, communication is important.
Yes, it is.
What is said, how it's said is important. But who it's said to and the spirit of how they are from when they receive it is a whole other thing that the person communicating has no control over.
Amen. That's true.
So in guarding your heart, it's communication. Not hiding it. Not shutting down, not speaking to anyone. Not building relationships after you've been burnt or what have you. Not going out on a date after the divorce. Now, that's how the enemy wins. He makes you stop living. You can live and guard your heart.
That's wonderful. I love that.
You can
date and
guard your heart. You can have a full-blown business contract set up and a business relationship and guard your heart.
Amen.
It is I call it a chameleon word because it fits anywhere. It changes. Anywhere you go,
Amen.
You're going to have to guard your heart.
That's
a little deeper than discernment. That was discernment, yes. But guarding your heart takes it just a little bit further because it's discernment and then some.
Come on, woman of God. I hear you. Amen. That's why the Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God, because
Absolutely.
The part that you leave exposed will be the area that the enemy keys in on. It's no coincidence. It's no accident. It's no incident. It is strategic. We need to understand this is spiritual warfare. Whenever two armies are going against each other, they're just not out there madly flailing away at each other. They have sat down with maps, with resources, with officials and leaders that know how to strategize and make attacks worthwhile and beneficial. Even with the casualty costs, before they go into a war, they will estimate how many lives are going to be lost for any particular assault that they take. So we need to understand, we need to be like soldiers. That's why the Bible always makes references to soldiers and make references to warfare, because I don't think, Lady Tiffany, sometimes that we look at it truly as it is a spiritual warfare, that things that happen to us are happening because it has been planned out for us. But we have to understand too that the greater part of it is that our victory has already been planned out too. But that does not mean that we will not have to deal with skirmishes and have spiritual conflict and battles as we achieve our victory, woman of God. Amen. Is there anything else that's in your spirit, woman of God? Because, you know, I watch your broadcast, and I know you be going all the way in. You be getting so involved in the conversations. I want to try to glean as much as I can before you get up out of here.
Well, you know, when you were talking about, you know, the spiritual warfare, There is an old song that when I was listening to the radio, I was listening to SiriusXM, Kirk Franklin's Praise.
Okay.
And was just listening, but God is always speaking, you know,
yes,
if you're listening. And there's an old school song by Walter Hawkins.
Mm.
And Lynette Stevens, I believe is her name, leads the song.
Mm-hmm.
And she says there's a war going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be sure.
Yes.
When you are, if you're going to win, this battle can't be won with soldiers and guns. I believe it's something that with rulers and guns.
Mm-hmm.
But with, it talks about us fighting a different spirit in different principalities in high places.
Yeah.
And so she's talking about that battle. And then when it gets to the end, to the climax of the choir, she says you need the whole armor of God on.
Absolutely.
We
yes,
need the
yes.
armor. We need the armor of the Lord. And that's what we need. You know, that
Amen.
It is a battle, and it's a battle that's going to continue to go on until the
yes.
until, you know, the return of Jesus Christ. But we already have the tools to win.
Amen.
If we stay focused and keep our eyes Amen. On the prize.
Amen. The victory is ours. There is no doubt about that. Woman of God, listen, I'm going to have you come back so that we continue to share more beautiful
Absolutely.
Conversation about the good things of God and everything that God has done, is doing, and we believe will do in the lives of us as his believers, as his children. But again, I would like for you to just share your platform on Power Influence
Absolutely.
Radio and the Virtuous Hour so that my
yes.
listeners can be sure to tune in. I'll share my listeners with
Thank
you. I ain't greedy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to spend this time with you in fellowship and breaking bread with my brother. Thank you so
yes.
much for allowing Lady Susan Nicole to be on this platform. Listen, you can follow me on Instagram, The Virtuous Hour, as well as Facebook, The Virtuous Hour. You can also follow Instagram for Power Influence Radio on Instagram as well as Facebook. Power Influence Radio is www.powerinfluenceradio.com. It's 24 hours, 7 days a week of inspirational music to uplift you and to keep you grounded and connected to the Spirit of God and advancing the kingdom of God. The Virtuous Hour is every Saturday morning on Power Influence Radio from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard
mm-hmm.
Time. You can also find
mm-hmm.
out more details about me booking Lady Tiffany Nicole and be a part of the show to be interviewed as well on thevirtuoushour.com, www.thevirtuoushour.com. You can email me at thevirtuoushour@gmail.com as well if you would like to reach out to me. But I would be glad to have you on the show and to share your story for you to, your testimony to be a blessing to others.
Amen. So you heard it, listeners. If you got it going on like that and you are ready to propel your ministry to a whole nother level, you got it
Absolutely.
Right there on Power Radio Influence and Power Influence Radio. And there's no need to wait. There's no need to hesitate. You've been praying about it, so there's your opportunity right there. And be ready, woman of God, because I'll be sending you some folks, too. I want you to check out and see what they're talking about. They'll fit right in with that Power Influence Radio program that you got going on. Amen?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the divine connection, Mr. Run. You have an amazing weekend. Thank you again for being a vessel of God's influence and light to others and allow me to be on. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Praying, Holy Spirit, God bless you. Keep you, cover you, give you a fresh anointing to do great and mighty things, even more than you already prayed for. Woman of God, bless you. Thank you. Look forward to having you back as soon as you can do it. Make it happen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen. Woman of God, Tiffany Nicole was right here on this Power Gospel Experience. Yeah. Come on now. Y'all know how we do it here on this Fire Gospel Experience. If you want to be a special guest on this platform, on this program, you can get in touch with me, Ron E. Jefferson, on Facebook. You can send me a message or give me a call, 870-413-0220 is the number to call. Or you can send me a message on Facebook. RonaldJefferson1@AOL.com. And I promise you, we will kingdom collaborate until Jesus come back. Now, you can't get no better than that. I want y'all to hold what you got right there. Don't you dare go nowhere. We about to bring you some good inspirational word up with my special guest, woman of God, author, hairstylist supreme, as well as fitness guru, and life coach, Felicia Bowman Cooper, is going to be here with us and bless us with some wonderful words of encouragement. So y'all just hold on to what you got and just be prepared to be even more blessed than you always have been.
Hello, everybody. I'm EHA the Spiritual, and you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, where the fire is stirring up in your spirit and lighting up your soul with biblical inspirations and the very best in gospel music. I pray that the music will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Keep it tuned in and bless your family and friends and co-workers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
This world will be keep transformed by the renewing of your mind and you can prove what is a good. I done found something better, that's way more than your paper and chatter. Living for the Lord is greater than being hood. Attention to all of you news, I'm ripping off this mic cause I sacrifice for Christ. Full throttle my dude, let me tie up my shoes. Look how we battling who? The wicked kicking, the spirit killing them all with the truth. I don't care if I got, I be going through the dirt. I bet I be seeking him, that be my work and that work understood. And when the flames hit, no it won't bother me none, cause I be saved by the sun, I'm already lit. He's the king of the new Jerusalem, all I want going through it, everybody looking at him, I can't even do it, you know he the truest and never uttered a word and you was just staring at him, get crucified in confusion, to sin and salvation and start to infuse it, now who in the world you thinking you know and cannot ruin him, come and get schooled, if any man thinks he know anything, he know it's nothing, yeah, if he ought to do it, open your ears, be alert, get ready to be going through it, whatever you do when you gotta berserk, sound doctor in the word of God, a murk, officially slaying the demons for what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, for what it's worth, for what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, for what it's worth. But thou hast possessed my brain, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. To the top of the hill I loom, though the dark would never take me, shake me. Talking about when I'm a labor, I'm a rise out the tomb. Then you're dealing with a spiritual born madman, given the power by the Lord, let's get it cracking. Holy assassin, yeah, we coming after that dragon. Right to the neck, chopping the head. Now hacking. Now you in the midst of a lyrical venerable, amenable, general, principal, millennial, major. We're on the battlefield, I bet that it is ahead of the kids. Offering up all my skills, I'm gutting them up like a razor. Shock them like tasers, got the full armor I got on. I be the demon's worst nightmare from Christ's homes in the zone. No, I will never leave them alone. They got it good if I'm still off in my flesh and bone. For what it's worth, huh? 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 Do what it's worth, huh? For 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 what it's worth, huh? Do what it's worth, huh? For 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 what it's worth, huh? Do what it's worth, for what it's worth.
Man of God, EHA the Spiritual, reminding you and bringing to your attention about what it's worth, talking about you, beloved. You are worth more than you probably realize sometimes. I know we get in our feelings. I know sometimes we get stuck there, but that is the beauty of fellowship. That's why I always talk to these people that always want to just worship God at home, talk about I don't need no church, and I can just stay at home and do my thing. Well, don't you know the Bible says that when a person is by himself, he can't pull himself out of a pit, but when you have somebody there with you, they can always be there to help you and assist you. That is the beauty and the purpose and design of fellowship. Know your worth. Know that the gift that you have was not meant for you to stay at home. The gift that you have was meant to share with others, and then your testimony is that light that is shed into the world as you go about your business. So come on up out of that house. Amen. I know we're going through the virus thing and restrictions, but as you all know, things are changing. Restrictions are being lifted, and I'm praying that the time is not presumptuous and we are not moving ahead of what we should be and putting ourselves in greater jeopardy of this virus that we're dealing with. So we're going to trust our leaders, but you better believe we're going to make sure we trust in God first. This is the segment of the show for all you gifted people that have a voice, that have an anointing and a calling to share words of inspiration, words of encouragement, words of uplift to be a part of this Word Up inspirational moment. Amen. Listen, my special guest, she is a native of where I am now in the city that is undergoing a rebirth. We are rebuilding this city. I'm talking about from the top to the bottom. There is a new vibrancy in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, a new life. We are having buildings being built. We are having a resurgence in confidence in our city. We have suffered bad reputation for some time now, but guess what? We are no longer just accepting the title of Crime Bluff, as some have called it, and we are accepting the new title of Pride Bluff. We're taking pride in our city. My special guest, Slayed by Felicia Fitness, certified Afro Vibe instructor. She's going to help you understand what that's all about. Fitness trainer, empowered with Felicia, life coach. She is an author. She is a mother. She is a woman of God. And she is a teacher at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, our beloved UAPB, Golden Lion. So without any further ado, for our Word of Inspiration, woman of God, Felicia Boatman Coper, is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, Lord, for these beautiful people. Woman of God, Felicia, how are you?
Yes, I am well. How are you?
I'm doing so good. It just don't make no sense. I'm blessed and I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way, woman of God. I am just so proud of the things that you do. I am so happy to know that there are women such as yourself that have accomplished so many, many things and do them well and do them with excellence. I know we had the pleasure to meet each other at a conference for, I believe it was for sex trafficking over at UAPB a couple of years ago, and you have been steady.
You have been
steady doing your thing ever since. I'm glad you was able to join me today. I know you probably have a busy schedule with all the things that you have to do. So I tell you what, woman of God, Felicia, why don't you go ahead and share with us something that's going to inspire us and encourage us, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you got going on, because I'm excited about that as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And as you stated, my name is Felicia Boatman Coper. So how you introduced me, you said I was a certified Afro Vibe instructor. You said I was a certified fitness trainer. I'm a teacher. I think you said hairstylist, author, life coach. And so those are things that I'm going to talk about. Now, those are called tags. T-A-G-S, talent,
okay,
abilities, gifts, and strengths. So I have used my tags to manifest my dream. And so that is what I'm talking about for about 5 minutes today. Okay? So manifesting your dream using your tags, your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your strength. So what is manifestation? I'm going to tell you what are tags. I'm going to tell you and how to use your tags to manifest your dreams. I'm going to tell you that as well. I want to say that everybody has tags. No matter who you are, everybody has a talent, an ability, a gift, and a strength. And it's already in you. So I'm going to read Romans 12:6-8, okay? And I'm reading. It says, we have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with you, with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. 8, If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So what is manifestation? Manifestation is showing something clearly. It's easily noticed, or it's obvious, it's clearly evident. You know, manifestation is the buzz and the ring and the terminology that a lot of people use in 2021. Manifest your dreams, manifest this, manifest that. So it is actually, it's making an appearance. It's clearly revealed. So if you are manifesting your dreams through your tags, your talents, abilities, gifts, and strengths, it will be seen. Others will see it. It will be obvious, and it will be evident. So when you're manifesting your dreams with your tags, you will see the fruits of your labor, whatever those tags are. And so I stated talents, abilities, gifts, and strengths. So I want the listeners to ask yourself, and you, because you may be asking, what are my tags? I don't know my talent, ability, gifts, or strengths. So I need you to ask yourself, what are you good at? What are you passionate about? What do you go to bed thinking about, and then what do you wake up thinking about? What are you naturally good at? Something that you believe you were born with. We all should be using our tags. Not only using our tags, but for businesses as well, serving others, which will allow extra streams of income as well. Because the Bible already says that our gifts going to make room for us.
That's right.
So whatever, and he already says, what's in our hand? So what's in our hands? Use it. Use your tags. Use your abilities. Use your gifts. Use your strengths to manifest your dreams. And you ask me, how? How can I do that? You must work them. I'm working me being an Afro Vibe instructor. I'm working me being a fitness trainer. I'm working me being a hairstylist. I'm working me being a coach. I'm working me being an author. I'm working those things so I can manifest my dreams. So we must work them. You must put it into action. The Bible already says faith without works is dead. So I can have all my tags. I can be good at a whole bunch of stuff. But if I'm just sitting on it, that means nobody else is being blessed. That means I'm not serving anybody else. The gifts, our tags, our talents, abilities, gifts, and strengths are not for us. They're for other people. They're for us to serve other people.
That's right.
So we have to believe it. We have to speak it. And we have to affirm it. We have to work them. The Bible say, write the vision, make it plain.
Make it plain.
So we got to write the vision, make it plain. We have to prioritize, and we have to put it into action. Execution is a big key. I can write it down. I can prioritize. I can do all of this. But if I'm not executing it, it's just going to be stuff on paper. So as I stated, Proverbs 18:16, I wanted to give that. So y'all know, I know. It says, a man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men.
Amen.
That's what your tags are going to do. So passion with purpose equals progress. So we can't help but succeed and manifest our dreams if we have passion with purpose, and that's going to equal progress.
Amen.
That's all I have for you. Yes.
Well, that was more than enough to sustain us and to keep us encouraged. Amen. So we'll take
we're
going to apply that. We're going to take that and put it into practice right now. We're not going to wait till talking about, I'm going to wait and see how it goes. No, we're going to take what you just suggested for us and start applying it now. Because someone as busy as you are and as successful as you are, you know what you're talking about. Why don't you tell us about this new book project that you have?
So my new journal is self-published, and it's called You Got This Weekly Goal Setting Journal. And it's really geared toward women, and it's for a woman who's kind of stuck. who she hasn't been practicing, writing goals down. She hasn't been putting things into action. So my journal will allow her to write monthly goals. My journal will allow her to write her weekly goals. She can write affirmations in it, the goals that she has actually accomplished. So it is a very easy journal to use. I have received a lot of reviews and feedback on it. Women are getting it done. And I am so grateful that they were able to use my tool, which is my journal, to light that fire under them.
Amen, amen. That's what I'm talking about. You know, I love that part about the fire because that's what it's really all about.
Yes.
It's like, man of God, Jeremiah says, just like fire, shut up in my bones.
Shut up in my bones.
If you have the fire of God burning in you, if you try to withhold that or try to snuff it out, you'll fool around and hurt yourself. So it's best for us to just go ahead and comply with the will of God. I mean, what else was you getting saved for? Just to try to duck hell? That ain't gonna work.
Right.
You need to be busy on kingdom building. Amen. Listen,
exactly.
Woman God, where can your book be purchased? Where can it be purchased?
So it is on Amazon, and people can purchase it through me as well. All you have to do is type in Weekly Goal Setting Journal and my name, Felicia Cooper, and it will pop up. Or you can get it via me as well. If they want to inbox me or email me, I can get it to them that way as well. And if they order it from me, they'll get extra goodies. If you order it from Amazon, you'll just receive the journal. But if you order it through me, you'll get a signed copy. You will get a You Got This pen. You will get a highlighter and post-it notes.
Lord Jesus, I have something coming down the pipeline.
I'll be creating a You Got This notebook as well. So that's coming down the pipeline.
Woo, Lord Jesus. Now, y'all heard that right there. You're getting this from a real businesswoman. She's letting you know you can get it over there and you can get the basics. But if you get it from me, I got something a little extra for you because, like her book journal says, you got this. And I'm so grateful, woman of God, Felicia, that you got this going on like you do. Feel free to contact me and let me know if you want to come back to this Fire Gospel Experience platform so that we can get an update on all the good, great, and mighty things that God is still doing in your life. Will you do that?
Definitely, yes.
Amen. Well, we pray God will continue to bless you, woman of God. You are a blessing to the kingdom of God and to everybody that knows you. Right here in Pine Bluff and wherever else God sends you, keep doing what you're doing. You got this too.
Yes, thank you so much.
Amen. Woman of God, Felicia Boatman Cooper, was right here with Word of Inspiration. Y'all heard her on Fire, the Gospel Experience. I promise you, these people just keep me so motivated on this Fire Gospel Experience, man. Y'all are moving in such a positive direction. Y'all give me an uplift. So I need y'all to know that. Y'all not just coming on this platform and just talking to the listeners, man. Y'all talking to me. I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. And right now, what we're going to do on this Fire Gospel Experience, we're going to do like lyric, Kiki. We're going to let this light shine. God gave it to us, and I ain't going to try to hold it up. I ain't going to try to hold it in. I'm going to let it shine.
We running out of time. The Lord lit me up, watch the flame go boom. Walking with my God, there ain't nothing I can't do. You ain't heard about me, well you better check the news. You can only serve one God, so now it's time to choose. I tell it everywhere I go, telling everyone for sure. About a man I come to know, he heal my mind, he save my soul. Clap, 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 clap your hands, all God's people. Let's make some noise, let's praise him, all God's people. Can you feel him in your feet? Can you feel him in your hands? He's all over me, and he make me wanna dance. I'm trying to get like David, get like David. Get like David, dance with all my might. Anybody in the house feel his presence tonight? Come on and go and get lit, let your light shine bright.
Let it shine bright, let it shine bright. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
The world, now go into the nation, shine your light on the world. He gave the same trust to everyone in the world, and we living in the end, yeah, it's the end of the world. Satan on the loose for show, killing everyone you know. Schools ain't safe in church, oh no, people don't know where to go. He brought us out the dark into the marvelous light. Now we walking like the Father, so we gotta walk right. Gotta take that cross to the finish line. No, don't look back, leave it all behind. When those old things try to come back to mind, just cast them out in Jesus' name every time. You can live life right, oh yes you can. Just trust the Holy Spirit to help you stand. Be bold, be obedient, stand up and fight. We not walking in the dark, now we walking in the light.
This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Maze,
Shay Pratcher,
and Ebony West.
And we are
Limitless.
And you are listening to Fire.
I wanna thank you, Jesus.
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 Through thick and thin, who can I trust?
I
was in hell, but you beat me up.
Jump
to the light, heaven is sight. Who's right there? Give me new light.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Through thick and thin, who can I trust?
I
was in hell, but you beat me up.
Jump
to the light, heaven is sight. Right there, every new life.
Yeah.
I was so lost, drowning in pain, but my Jesus came and stopped the rain. Opened the clouds and he smiled at me, lifted me up, back on my feet. Now I walk with a brand new groove. The Holy Ghost keeping me on the move. I do what I do cause I'm living in Christ. Thank you, Lord, I'm all aboard. I'm ready to carry this heavy load. My feet and soul, it's time for growth. All your love, I'm doing the most. I'ma keep pushing, not losing my hope. My Lord's a healer, his will be done. I trust no man, he's second to none. Watch my sins, now I'm born again. More than a friend, he's a confidant. My faith in him, he forget me not. I'm praising his name, making heaven rock. I cannot stop, thanking him, never forsaking him. This my awakening.
I give the glory to my Father. I see the blessing, so I want to thank you, Jesus.
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 Through thick and thin, who can I trust?
I
was in hell, but you beat me up.
Jump
to the light, heaven is sight. Who's right there, give me light.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Through thick and thin, who can I trust?
I
was in hell,
Won't you pick me up? Run to the light, heaven is right. Right there, give me new life. Sinning, I was sinning. Getting closer to my ending. But your grace pulled me out. Your grace pulled me out. Yeah, your grace pulled me out. I said your grace pulled me out. Ain't no doubt, I know it was you. Gave me that feeling, that Holy Ghost only. Into this feeling, I'm feeling the praise. No longer that God, I was stuck in my ways. I turned the page on a whole new level. Serving the Lord, I'm done with the devil. That evil no longer reside in me. I got the heavenly light in me. The light in me, hype in me. Look at my God, keep on moving me. I pray on the daily, keep using me. The devil ain't liking what he sees. I got the blood of the Lamb on me. Just walk with him, he'll see you through. And you oughta, gonna, wanna, I wanna. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who can I trust? I was in hell, but you beat me up. Jump to the light, heaven in sight. Who's right there? Give me new light.
Thank you, Jesus.
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 Who can I trust? I was in hell, but you beat me up. Drop to the light, heaven is right. Right there, give me new life.
Yeah.
What's going on, family? What's going on? This is Jerry Rush Live Worldwide, a.k.a. the Batman from Charm City, Maryland. And you're listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience with Ron E. Jefferson, right here on Positive Power, XXI Christian Media.
Put your hands down, get them up.
Hands up in the room. Worthy of the praise, it is he who is still alive. DNA in the spirit, ain't no compromise. Got us on the track in the image of the Son of God.
Put your hands down.
Yes, Lord. We are going higher, higher, and then even higher in God. Sounds a woman of God. Shamika Banks, newlywed up in here, taking us higher in this Fire Gospel Experience. Congratulations on her nuptials. She is a newlywed, y'all. So if y'all know Shamika Banks, y'all send her some love. Send her some congratulations. Send her some of that good, good marital advice on how to make it stick, how to make it stay, how to make it beautiful. Amen. We're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, where we're giving you some good biblical inspirational encouragement from the book of 1 John 4:4. We're going to talk about greater than. Amen. The word of God says in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Amen. That's probably one of the most greatest remembered and pronounced B clause of any scripture in the Bible. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Beautiful. It just blesses my soul to say it, to repeat it, but more importantly, to believe it. The Apostle John declares great things on you and I, on our behalf. This is so crucial to our sanctified beliefs, that we are destined for greatness and to do great and mighty things. I say it all the time because it's true. I've been blessed to do it through the power of God Almighty, and so have you. And we have many more great and mighty things in store if we believe. But it's all to the glory of God and to show our faithfulness in a world of unbelief, that we will not back down. We will not bow down. We will not quit. We will not be quiet. Amen. When it's time to speak up, guess what? We will speak what thus says the Lord. Ye are of God, little children. He, talking about the Apostle John, says that we are of God. We belong to the great creator of all things, who made us and made us for a purpose, his purpose. We have inherited the great kingdom of God through our allegiance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Being our Savior, we have been blessed to inherit this wonderful kingdom. But as the elder of the fledgling first church, the Apostle John describes them and us too as little children. He's demonstrating his Father's care and concern for those he oversees. And isn't that just like God? Isn't that symbolically how God is expressing himself through us as believers? And it's very appropriate, for we are all connected as family in God, and we need to always have respect for one another, those in leadership particularly, as those who are appointed to care for our spiritual development and our very souls, but also our elderly members and young ones who require our special attention, special need, and our hearts. Amen. But who are the ones that the apostle says we have overcome them? Verse 1 and 1 John 4 says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And I can recall hearing what was supposed to have been the word of God that was said, try the spirit by the spirit. Y'all remember that? Try the spirit by the spirit. Man, I was looking for that, looking, flipping pages, pulling out all kind of dictionaries and syllabus, and couldn't find it. Only to find out through studying and searching that this was a misquote of 1 John 4:1, which says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, not try the spirits by the spirit. So first off, we don't buy no bridges in Brooklyn, and we won't never ever buy Texas from a cowboy. So when we hear certain scriptures or words spoken under the banner of Christendom, we need to be like the Berean church, who were more noble than others and searched the scriptures. That's Acts 17:11. We have overcome those many false prophets that have gone out into the world to deceive many souls with so-called alternative ways to get to God. That ain't happening. That ain't even real. Beloved, all roads don't lead to heaven. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Matthew 7:13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Amen. All that talk about you can get to God any kind of way through different religions, that's a lie. That's not true. Mm-mm. Jesus himself declared in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And that was it. He gave no other options or alternatives other than himself. Amen. And trust and believe, beloved, Jesus is the reason that we are greater than them, those false prophets that is in the world. Amen. The Bible declares that if it were not for the indwelling Spirit of God Almighty, that we would be deceived. But God is not going to allow that. The Bible declares that the devil will appear even as an angel of light, because he was one of the leading angels. He was the lead angel over the heavenly choir. So I've heard it that, and I believe there are sincere believers who speak scripture verse believing also that it's saying greater works as in magnitude. There's a scripture that says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. That's the scripture that I found that may not be clearly disseminating to some, if not many. Speaking about the great things that we as believers do, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. I've heard what I believe are sincere believers speaking on this scripture, and I'm repeating myself because this verse believing that it's saying greater works as in magnitude, more outstanding than our Lord Jesus did himself. No, no, no. This scripture is talking about the quantity of works. How do I know? Well, our Lord Jesus explains it in the very same scripture verse. He says, because I go to my Father, and to confirm the truth in this matter, John 13:16 makes it clear. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. He said, I'm going to my Father. So you're going to do greater, or you're going to do more works than I did because I'm leaving. Not that you're going, I walked on water, so you're going to float on a cloud. And he already did that too. So it's just crucial that we spend time in correctly dividing the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. Amen. And then at the end of the Bible, it declares correctly the great magnitude of our Lord Jesus's amazing and outstanding, almost unbelievable great works in John 21:25. He says, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. John 21:25. So there's no way that we can outdo that. Amen. So clarity and understanding is crucial when we are reading the Word of God, to digest it properly, to cut out those misunderstandings about the scripture, because the devil will try to take those misquoted and misunderstood scriptures and create a whole religion, a whole body, to try to believe that there's this new age, this new religion that works better than established Christianity. And that's just a lie from the pit of hell. Please believe that. And yet the Apostle John gave us these emphatic words to speak to our understanding and empower us to increase faith. But we can only achieve these great works, beloved, if we truly believe. The Bible tells us to believe those things which are not as if they are. Now, that's real faith in God right there. Where we all will be able to do greater works than those in the world, talking about all those false prophets who would dare oppose our almighty God. Amen. Goes right there. We threw it in the fire of the gospel experience, just trying to set the table and get better understanding about some things that we stand when it comes to greater than, because God has already promised and declared that we're going to do some great and mighty things. Here's man of God. Never void. You straight, huh? Okay. Uh-huh. We going to see.
Jesus tried to warn you 3-4 times, but you ain't want to listen. You got everything figured out. Let me guess. You straight, huh? You riding around with a carload, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that bankroll. You think you got the game, so you riding around with a carload, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that bankroll. You think you got the game, so you got the bank, you doing it, huh? You flossing, you bowling, you holding down the streets, need ya. Ain't no way that you falling. He rubbing elbows with millionaires, he making it rain, he don't care. He bails it out, he shines, he'll blind ya. Watch the glare everywhere that you go. They calling your name, all in your job, trying to get on your team. The girls love it, they wanna give you a baby on a slick tip. They want your means on the other side. The guys got it, they gonna hold it down, they gonna ride for you. It's gonna take a while, but you gonna see the whole time they were lying to you. Back to the point about the game. You let it be known, don't cross the grain. In the heat of the moment, you gonna respond first. When the drama comes, you take your name. After a while, you're leaning back, you're making guap, you're slipping. You nigga got caught up and now you know you're tripping, you're tripping. You riding around with the stuff in the trunk, you got the guys with you. They make you safe across the time, that's what you're trying to get. You been doing this, a piece of cake. The problem is they ain't got your back, you got the dirt on you and your strap. You spent the beans at the wrong turn without the signal. Now you're trapped, the boys on you, the light shining. You know you're failing, this can be your life. But you done told yourself that you untouchable and you ain't going out without a fight. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Huh? I said, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Huh? You riding around with a carload, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that bankroll. You think you got the game, so you riding around with a carload, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that bankroll. You think you got the game, so you repenting now, your heart pumping, your life flashing before your eyes, your force now, and it's all over. Either go to the pen or choose to die. You look in the mirror, you hear the sirens, foot still on the gas, cause you ain't going. You tell your dude the stuff in the trunk, they need to get ready and start the throwing. They telling you, you're tripping, man. You need to pull over and let me out the car. They was hard to deal, and now they nervous, so they pleading you. Say you're going too far. You manage yourself. You on your own. It don't pop off. Now you're seeing the facts. They watching you. You're frustrated. They waiting to see the way you're going to react. You looking back. The boys on you. You the snapped out. Hit the gas gun. You can't get out of this. The devil told you. Do what you do. You better keep on going. Ain't nowhere to go. They arguing with you. You see the car, but you the one to pay. When you turn back, looking at the road, you hit a traffic jam and a four-way. You smack the brakes to avoid the car, but you was going too fast, you hit them head on. The guys on the car without a seatbelt on, you looking straight at them, you know they gone. You grab the heat as a last resort, you a kingpin, ain't no compromise. A blaze of gore is what you try to do. They lift you up, but you ain't die. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Huh? I said, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Huh? You riding around with a carload, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that bankroll. You think you got the game, so you riding around with a carload, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that bankroll. You think you got the game, so the Lord told you something was missing. He gave you a warning, but you didn't want to listen. How many times did you feel in your gut while you were doing your mess? This something was fishing. When you turn on the TV, you pass the church, and when you heard the gospel, you trying to avoid the word. It grieved the spirit, it was throwing you off. He tried keeping it crumb, making it all a blur. He called you away from the evil within, it kept on climbing magic, cause you endured the sin. The lust was deeper than it brought forth sin. And when the sin is finished, you'll make it an end. In Job 33:16, he put a destruction to a man's ear. He told you once, he told you twice, to catch on and change the way that you live. In Job 33:14, he was speaking to you, but you didn't want to perceive. The devil know you're weak, he wants your soul. He gave you everything, he had a trick up his sleeve. The question is it really worth it? Would you give it a exchange for your own soul? It better be worth it, all the things you did. This ain't no movement, people dying this road. God wants you to live, he don't want you to perish, he keep it turned.
eternal life and give it abundantly. Your demise coming, you need to repent before your whole life was a billy crumble. The heat is on, you closed in, ain't no sweat this out. He done closed your glands, this is it, I'm trying to tell you. He did it before, he rid his hands of man. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Huh? I said, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Riding around with a car load, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that pain, bro. You think you got the game, so you riding around with a car load, dirt off of your console, pocket full of that pain, bro. You think you got the game, so.
Romans 5:2 and the King James Version says, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Today, my dear friends, if you want the capacity to believe God for more, you must be prepared to do more than your duties. Today, ask God to enlarge your capacity to gain intellectual abilities, so you will be able to take the limits off your creativity and your capacity to think on a higher scale. Also ask God to give you the ability to see in your mind the seed of massive potential he has placed in your heart, according to Dr. Cindy Trim. If you plan to change your future, do not set your mind on people or things smaller than what you desire to see in your future. God does not want to endow you with mediocre blessings. His desire is to grant unto you exceedingly, abundantly, unbelievably wow blessings. Only he can manifest in your life. Today, I want you to grasp in your mind a clearer vision of what your future looks like, even down to the smallest details. This will help you gain the vision and comprehend it much clearer. I'm going to say this, and I want it to stick and soak into your vision and into your mind. Where there is vision, God has provision. I'll say it again. Where there is vision, God has provision. And I want you to know that this is what God did with Abraham. Not only did he expand his capacity to envision his territory, but God also let him see just a glimpse into the possessions God was allotting him. Abraham walked the land from every direction, visualizing his legacy. And in that moment, God was planting a vision in Abraham's mind, not only of his destiny, but the allotment of the grace and favor God had for him. I want you to know, God is not a respecter of person. So you, my friend, must begin to dream bigger, must begin to think on a larger scale. So what I want you to do is surround yourself with people on a larger scale than you, and then visualize where God has taken you. Because this I do know, my friend, where there is vision, God has provision. This is a moment of empowerment from your girl, Monique Empowers. Be blessed.
Thank you, woman of God. Monique Russell is in the house, man, doing her thing real big, letting us know through inspirational word that there is a capacity that we need to look for, that we need to cling to. Yes, Lord, I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, the CEO and founder of Power Influence Radio, Tiffany Nicole, for coming in and letting us know what's really going on, keys to success, some principles that we can all use to do better and to do great and mighty things. Talk about bigger things for God, not so that we can just brag on us. No, so we can brag on our God, because I promise you, what God has done for us, no one else, nothing else could have possibly taken us where we are. And woman of God, Felicia Boatman Cooper, thank you for that word of inspiration and all the success and the things that y'all are doing. You ladies are a blessing to God Almighty, and you bless the people of God just with your presence and just with your positive attitude. I will leave you all with a final word. Success comes when our good intentions become our good activities. Amen. Works without faith is dead in the water. Can't do nothing with it. I leave y'all with man of God, Kent Osborne, letting you know that when we allow God his proper place in our lives, that we will be sorry. So until next time, bless y'all in the beautiful name of Jesus. I pray God bless you, keep you, cover you. You can certainly listen to my archives on Twitter, Ron E. Jefferson 60, as well as Instagram, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, or YouTube. Just put in Ron E. Jefferson. I'll be right there to bless you as we honor God. So until next time, Brother Kent Osborne, let's go soaring where God wants us to be. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.
I used to.
Oh, oh, oh.
Share the bill, 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 share the